This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Iranian demonstrators defied a heavy police presence Sunday night to protest their country's days of denials that it shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane carrying 176 people. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
The word they are chanting is resignation. Public fury has erupted in Tehran, piling pressure on Iran's leadership after the military admitted mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian airliner. All 176 on board were killed in Wednesday's missile strike, and many were Iranians. On Sunday, Tehran residents said police had stepped up their presence. But the criticism is not only coming from the public. At least two moderate newspapers on Sunday said those responsible for the tragedy should resign. But the press attacks and public outcry add to challenges already facing Iran's establishment, which in November saw the country's bloodiest unrest since the 1979 Islamic Revolution.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Americans deserve and expect a fair impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Mike Hampen.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, the speaker says a fair Senate trial should include witnesses and documentation.
To either do that or pay a price.
Pelosi says the House will vote this week to send articles of impeachment to the Senate, ending a more than three-week delay.
We wanted the public to see the need for witnesses with firsthand knowledge of what happened, documentation.
President Trump is facing charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. It will be only the third impeachment trial in the history of the United States. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Fire officials in Australia say the country's bushfires are increasingly under control as cooler temperatures and light winds stay consistent. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government is investing heavily in battling the fires and helping people heal.
Now, the response that we're providing today is considerable. There's $76 million being dedicated through the National Bushfire Recovery Fund. That is going to counselling support on the ground, in communities, Medicare rebates to ensure psychological support sessions.
The Australian bush has been burning for nearly 3 months. The fires have killed 28 people. Hong Kong denied entry to the executive director of Human Rights Watch on Sunday. Kenneth Roth, who traveled to Hong Kong with plans to launch the organization's World Report 2020, was told he could not enter when he landed at Hong Kong International Airport on Sunday. Meanwhile, hundreds of people rallied in Hong Kong in support of the Chinese territory's pro-democracy movement. They say many of their democratic freedoms have been steadily eroding under Chinese President Xi Jinping.
So it is very important to let the Hong Kong people to have the universal suffrage. That's the way we can choose our chief executive, and that's the way to choose the person we want. That's the way to choose the person that is really working for the Hong Kong but not working for the, you know, working for the China.
Four members of Iraq's military were wounded in a rocket attack on a base north of Baghdad, Iraq's military said on Sunday. Although there were no American casualties, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted Sunday he is outraged by the attack and calls on the Iraqi government to hold whoever was behind it responsible. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. And the United Nations, Arab League, and European Union are urging both sides fighting for power in Libya to abide by a ceasefire that took effect on Sunday. Today was the annual worldwide No Pants subway ride, which started in New York City in 2003. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
If you're in one of the dozens of major cities around the world where there is a subway, like Prague, there may have also been a pantless person riding it. The group Improv Everywhere began the No Pants subway ride in New York City in 2002 with seven people as a way to surprise and delight random strangers through positive pranks, according to the website. In London, they call it No Trousers on the Tube. In L.A., it's the No Pants Metro ride. But no matter where it takes place, it's boxers, briefs, and bikinis. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Marissa Milton. You've been listening to VOA News.